Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 707. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged feline, is, I believe, still chilling out downstairs. It's kind of late. 8 p.m. You know, I'm an old fuck now, so that's pretty late for me. Pretty late. I don't know. On the weekends, I stay up till like 2 a.m. and shit. And I'm already going to lose an hour of sleep. So, you know, I'll try to. I'll try to get a little bit tonight. But I did have a couple of drinks. I had two Guinnesses earlier. You know, I got to distract myself from, you know, the fact that we're possibly in World War III, which, if, you know, I believe in past world wars, they didn't call it a world war until years after the fact. Maybe the second one they were more willing to call it that. I'm not real sure. yeah, I wasn't alive for that. You know, it's bad. It's really fucking bad. You know, it would appear that the U.S. is looking like they're going to send in ground troops. I mean, they haven't said that, but, you know, they didn't say they were going to attack Iran when they did. But they, you know, they telegraphed it. They sure brought the whole military over there. Like, hey, here we go. Sure, we're going to negotiate. Now the whole Middle East is on fire, so that's fun, you know. So I'm getting messages from my Call of Duty group. I might do some COD tonight. Well, it feels kind of dirty. We'll just tell them around 9:30-ish. 9:30-ish. I don't mind. Anyway, I got Nirvana rocking through my head. I don't mind. Listen to Breed. I've been listening to all kinds of Nirvana. As the world burns. Going back. So I forgot, you know, I used to really listen to a lot of Nirvana. I talked about it last week, of course. And, yeah. Dig me some Nirvana as I went over to the Muffin Man's last week and I played some, rocked out to some Aneurysm. And I've been playing that throughout the week. They're great songs because, you know, I'm not good at playing with other people. I just dick around with my guitar here by myself. It's a different beast when, you know, you try to play with other people and keep in time and stuff. And it's good to have songs that aren't that difficult. Though, to be fair, the drum part, Muffin Man, has got more of a job trying to do that in the song Aneurysm. As Dave Grohl's a little bit harder to do than I almost said Kurt Vonnegut. I always want to keep saying Kurt Vonnegut instead of Kurt Cobain. I love both of them, but two very different people. But Kurt Cobain, he's got some guitar parts that can be a little tricky, but that guitar part in particular is pretty easy. Pretty easy. It's a fun one to play, though. Pretty fun one to play. And I feel like it's, you know, nice to have easier stuff that somewhat repetitive songs if you're not used to playing with other people and try to lock in tempo and rhythm wise. Anyway, yeah, besides, you know, playing guitar and I'm almost I did finish taping the walls. I drew the lines on the walls. I got tape on there now. So I'm good to tape, like, the first color. I've got three colors I got to paint. Got to paint red hexagrams that are in the center on the pattern of the Shining of the Outlook Hotel. Painting that on the walls. And I'm a little nervous. Not going to lie. Thought about doing it today, but I didn't get home till late. And I've had a couple of drinks. I did have the two Guinnesses, which I already mentioned. And like, do I want to fuck around? Whenever, probably not. Probably not tonight. And I'm going to lose the hour anyway. So I don't really want to jump up there tonight. Maybe tomorrow, but probably not tomorrow. I'll probably wait till Monday night to attack that. But we'll see. I'm doing my taxes Monday night. Maybe I'll push it off till like Tuesday. I'm not real sure how I'm going to do that 100% yet. I got the small roller, but I have like areas where I really went crazy with tape, where I covered everything with tape with the exception of that inner hexagram. And make sure I'm hexagon. I guess it's a hexagon. Well, I guess it's not a gram. Hexagon. I'm an idiot. Hexagon. I'm not painting like like the him stuff, the Bam Margera thing. Hexagon, not gram. The inner hexagon. shit. The hexagons. Whew. They're cool. But I don't know how that's going to work. I've got some foam brushes, a regular paintbrush. I don't like the idea of doing it with a regular paintbrush. I'm not good enough with the paintbrush to make a nice even coat. But, you know, maybe I'll have to. There's some areas where I think I'm pretty much going to have to do it with the paintbrush. Just get a real small paintbrush and go to town. But I'm going to try a couple of different methods. Again, though, kind of nervous about putting paint to the wall. And, you know, it keeps me distracted as kind of hard to miss the fact that we're in a major fucking war. Major, major war. And, you know, even if you tune it out, if you don't watch any videos on it, you're going to notice because the gas prices are like they've gone up now, but they are about to go through the fucking roof and then some. With Iran striking the oil fields in the Middle East and then closing off the Strait of Hormuz, this is not good. This is not good for anybody involved. This is the worst possible thing you could choose. If, you know, the time that we've had just record inflation these last, you know, however many years, really since COVID, I guess. You know, the inflation is, it was, you know, bad 4 years up to leading to Trump there. And then, of course, and well, really since, you know, COVID. So since 2020, I mean, shit's just gone up. And a lot of it early on COVID had to do with supply demands because they had, you know, shut everything down. We ran out of supply on everything, but there was still a major demand. And then, you know, prices just never went down. I mean, maybe in some areas it went down a little bit, but I mean, it's just fucking cost of living is just horrible nowadays. And then now we have this massive fucking war with a country with over 90 million people in it that, you know, wow. I mean, it hurts my brain to think about it. But, you know, I do, like, I keep myself informed on it. And I don't know, it's hard to be optimistic about anything at this point, but, you know, I do find, of course, I did go out and have a little fun today with my buddy John and my boss and her wife. We went out to do some rock climbing. Son of a bitch, I don't have the card in front of me. I'm going to totally forget. Oh, I have the email. I have an email from the place. It's something ill. I didn't go to a real like mountain to climb. I just climbed so ill that is the name of the place. It's up in St. Louis. I guess that's around the Soulard area. Somewhere about that ish. I didn't drive. I was in the back seat. And, you know, I have done stuff where that involves free fall. when I did the dragon swing at Six Flags. I mean, that was intense. I loved the free fall. And so in my head, I was excited to rappel, to do the part where, you know, you just jump back down, which in my head, and I wasn't real nervous. I was a little, I got the nerves a little bit like climbing up, and then I got to the top, and then I just didn't trust the device because we weren't doing, you know, we were doing the real, we didn't take the courses to be able to do the, you got the option where this, the, oh shit. Already forgotten the term, the bevel. my brain just sucks these days. Don't get old, children. Hopefully there's no children listening to this, but belay, like delay, but belay. Okay, the belay is a is basically, you know, so if you, which I guess there's belays, like even like the belay that they had, you didn't need a second person. It was just like, had look you know, like some pulleys in a box that, at the top that, you could just, you know, as soon as you got to the top, you just let go and just start dropping basically, you know, put your feet flat up against the wall and then kick out and then just like drop. And I knew that it would catch me. And again, I like free fall. I'm not scared of heights at all. I'm not really scared of heights. And it was weird though. I got up there and my brain just couldn't wrap around. Like I just didn't trust it. I got to the point where I would go down, climb up, and then I was like, I kept trying to go like, okay, this time I'm going to do it. I'm going to go up further, and I'm going to drop. The first time I did drop, I did it really low off the ground, like just a couple of feet off the ground. And the furthest I probably dropped was maybe 6 feet off the ground. Like I kept like trying to force myself like go up, and like just like I still just my brain just wouldn't let me do it. It's like, I don't trust this, you know. It's like I'd have to do that a while before I trusted enough to just fucking drop back down. It was it's weird because again, I'm not scared of heights, and but I put my life you know on the line basically, and which I knew it wasn't in the line. I knew that it was safe. There was a mat below that was, I had fallen on again from much lower, much lower, and didn't have, you know, it wasn't bad. Although I feel like I didn't have the harness on very well. Like I feel like I could have maybe put that on a different way. Because when I did drop, and I think, too, was I did not drop properly. Like, the first time I dropped, it fucking pulled my groin pretty hard. It was just right up the groin. And I was like, oh, that wasn't great. I probably could have. My technique was horrible. Everything was bad. And just, I could not get my mind off it, though. Again, like, I was getting more comfortable with just dropping off when I would climb. And but I just couldn't do it from the top. I'm like, man, I gotta climb back down a little bit before going down. And there was I did early on when I was climbing, I was climbing to the top of the place because they've got a bunch of, that place has got a lot of different areas you can climb. It's a pretty cool place. I would highly recommend it if like you're interested in it. And of course they've got the smaller ones, and they got the stuff where you don't need ropes at all, that it's like, you know, I mean, you're just a couple feet off the ground. And they've got a gym downstairs, and again, highly recommend it. You can do the courses, and they do teach you that you don't use, I guess, the automatic bevel or belay. Sorry, belay. But they have like the one where you have to have a second person, and that one I believe you have to take a course before doing so. And that's when the crazy, like the much crazier climbs come into play with that. When you go up those ones, it's, I mean, there was, you could tell the people a lot of the people that are in there, they must go. I don't know if they go to that specific one a lot, but they definitely do it a lot. And you can tell these people are like just ripped, not like massive muscles, but they're like really defined, ones that are like climbing a lot, you know. And yeah, I wasn't the best of the group. John was sadly the best because he's going to be the one that talks shit about it the whole time and goes going to go back to work and. I didn't do the worst. That's like somewhat better, but I wanted it like there was a wall that John did climb up that was like one of the taller ones, and I climbed, I don't know, maybe 3/4 the way up, and I wanted to keep going. Like my arms were so tired at that point. We did it for about 2 hours. And my arms are not used to that. You know, I lift and throw shit at work, but it's and a lot of heavy shit. But that's you're working totally different muscles than when you're like pulling yourself up and climbing. That stuff that's just different. That's totally different. Hey, at least I didn't fall. I needed to a good little warm up first. The first few attempts, like it was a little rough. And once I got warmed up, it was a little bit better. But I mean, I'd do it again. I don't know that I'd ever get to a point where I would trust like the just a person down there. Although I feel almost like I'd feel better with that, like going with a person. If I did the courses, maybe that would shut my mind off about it and be like, I don't know, me trusting just a device. Is something like hard to do. I'd had to really trust the person that was down there. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely a great workout. That was definitely a great workout. That was pretty great. And, of course it was, my boss's Brittany's birthday. It was her birthday actually yesterday, but we went out to celebrate that. And she's like terrified of dropping down. And, well, she was climbing up there though, but she would climb back down, you know. And I think, you know, well, we had a pretty great time. And as we did go to Red Robin afterwards, and well, we hit Costco, or I keep wanting to say Costco, it's Sam's Club. I'm fucking old, I just constantly say the wrong shit. Sam's Club. You know, I got a lot on my mind. I'm just constantly thinking about bombs dropping, and unfortunately, I got a. But, you know, yeah. As, yeah, I don't think that I would, as far as back to the climbing, I don't think I would ever go out to, like, a real fucking mountain and do it. I don't trust, like, doing it on the rock walls, you know, inside a building. If I don't trust that, man, a lot more can go wrong when you're just out in the wild doing it. It would make me nervous. I think even just holding somebody, you know, helping them, just being the person on the ground, you know. But I think if I did the courses, because we're not afraid of heights, it's a weird thing. I didn't think I would really have that much of a problem dropping down. And then, like, I got to the top, and it's like, I couldn't, like, shut off my brain. I couldn't shut off to where, like, just I was telling him, like, dude, this thing's just gonna catch you, because it's not like it just like holds the slack. It's not like a person down there like where they'll hold tighten it up and hold the slack, you know. It, you know, it when you let go, it goes down slow, so I mean you can just drop. But it's never like it just like maybe if there was like a you know, a button you could press to where you just lock it into place and then let go, and then it just drops you like that. Maybe I'd feel a little bit more comfortable. But I don't know. I could not just, oh man, it was kind of saddening. But, you know, it was good working out, and I was able to climb. I could have climbed to the top of a lot of those and then like just climb back down. But I knew too that like my arms are getting so tired, and I'm like, I'm going to slip and I'm going to fall and I'm not going to do it right. I was afraid that like, if I fell that I would just hit the side of the wall, because I wasn't like, as I was getting tired, I wasn't like kicking off the wall. Like when I would drop, like even when I went to the, when I got a little bit more comfortable, and I was able to drop myself from, you know, just, I think, 6, maybe 7 feet off the ground. Was basically like my limit. Like, that's about as high as I got before I could be like feel comfortable just dropping to the ground. I don't know how tall. Some of those areas are pretty fucking tall. They got some pretty good climbs. But yeah, man, it's so weird. Cause like, again, I wasn't afraid. Like, I wasn't like trembling, like, oh fuck, I'm like, my brain's like, man, I just I'm more like dumb up there, like dumbfounded, like, fuck. But I trust my strength enough. Like, I know I have enough body strength in my arms and legs that I can just climb back down. But at the end, it was getting harder to do that because, again, my arms were pretty fucking tired. But I feel great right now. Like, I feel like I had a good solid workout. Like, you know, if you had like a really solid workout, you know, I feel like I really worked some shit, you know? It's definitely, I think the only, I would probably do it more often if it wasn't in St. Louis. Like, if there was some place, like, here in town or just, like, a 15, 30-minute drive, like, it would be more enticing. But, you know, since gas is about to be, I feel like we're about to go to Mad Max. It's going to be just straight, we're all going to be wearing football pads in a week. And having wars over gas. It's going to be fucking great. It's just long. It's sadly, Tina Turner's not around, so we won't have the Beyond Thunderdome. anyway, yeah, I did have had the bonsai at Red Robin. Love me some bonsai. And, of course, Brittany and Kristen did come over and got to see my place. And so I did get a lot of compliments on the work I've been doing, which I do enjoy hearing to have people. I don't have that many people over, so I want to have a fresh take on it. And because I've worked my ass off on it. It is good to nice to know that, you know, oh, other people do enjoy it. Not that I'm really, really, like, at the end of the day, it's for me. I'm doing it for me. I mean, Fox doesn't give a shit. I mean, he does love the rug and the couch I put downstairs, or the sofa, whatever the hell it's called. he could care less about what I paint the walls. I'm pretty sure. But anyway, yeah, that was my knee is a little sore though. I think there was a couple of times. Later on, again, when the last couple of climbs, I was slipping a little bit. I was worried that I was going to, like, slide on the wall. Because I did smack my legs a couple times, like my knee. I think that's why I'm feeling a little wonky. I did smack that a couple of times coming down, like, oh, shit. And so, yeah, I was getting a little bit more nervous to thinking, like, man, I'm going to fall off. I knew I wasn't going to die, but, like, I might smack the wall on the way down is the problem that I was going to have. Because I wasn't, like, kicking, you know, putting my feet up flat up against the wall and, like, kicking out, which is the way to do it. I understand how you're supposed to do it. It's just, again, shit, man. It's, wish I could have shut my brain off there and been able to do that. But, you know, it is sad, too. I don't know, maybe I mentioned that. My concept of time is just fucking gone these days. But I did see that, unfortunately, Bruce Campbell has got cancer. It does sound, you know, like it's not bad. If you're not familiar with Bruce Campbell, it's Ash from Evil Dead. The fucking legend himself. The king himself. Unfortunately has cancer. And I love that man. I fucking love The Evil Dead, man. I've just, which I've talked about many times on here, and which is weird because the first time I did watch The Evil Dead 2 was the first one I saw, and I was kind of a dick. I'm like, oh, this is, my friends were loving it, and I used to have such a dick mentality to be anti, because too many people like shit, I would be like, you know. I don't know, it's not that great, but, like, I think at that time, like, I was really into horror movies, but I liked the more serious shit. But, oh, yeah, I love fucking Evil Dead. Is why I would ever act like that. Just fucking, yeah, because, you know, I can be a dick. I can be a dick. Anyway, Bruce Campbell, fucking legend, is, he's not quite 70. He's in his late 60s now. He's born 1958, June 22nd of 1958. So he's a little bit younger than my mother. And so, yeah, he did say that it is treatable. I'm not sure what type of cancer it is. But goddamn, fucking legend. Love that man. As I guess he'll be 68 in June, if I did my math there. anyway, yeah, it's sad, but like, John and I, before we went to the rock climbing, we did watch Ash versus the Evil Dead, which he had seen the Evil Dead movies, but he'd never seen the show. So I pulled up and watched the first episode, and I love that show. I love that show. I'm always going to wish there would be more. But, you know, I didn't think that there was going to be more Evil Dead with Ash Williams, with Bruce Campbell as Ash Williams. So when that show did come out, I was happily surprised by it. Because I just didn't think we were going to get that. And we did get 3 seasons of it. And, it's fucking Bruce Campbell being Bruce Campbell. You got to love it. Hail to the King, baby. But yeah, we went through and watched the first episode earlier of Ash vs. the Evil Dead. And I still just love, like, it starts out, he's putting on the girdle before he goes out to the bar to pick up a lady right at last call. Shows up right at last call, gets the, he's like, I'll have a Moscow Mule and two of whatever the lady's having. And of course she's having wine, so he gets two big glasses of wine and a Moscow Mule right at last call. He shows up right at last call and then proceeds to, you know, they say never jump in front of a speeding train. And she's, the lady at the bar is just like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. And he's like, but what they never tell you is sometimes there's a small kid on that, on those tracks. And of course, she's, oh, what? And then he's like, you know, and I, you know, I would make that decision. I forgot exactly how he puts it, but something like, you know, it changed my life, you know, for the better or whatever. And of course, if you're familiar with the Evil Dead, he lost it because he had the deadites were infecting him and he cut his hand off. And then, of course, he put a chainsaw on it. And so I guess that doesn't work as a good pickup line at a bar. Be like, I cut my own hand off as I was saving the world from deadites. So you're welcome. Apparently that doesn't work. But that line worked for him. As he saved, I think he said it was an 8-year-old child. Sometimes there's an 8-year-old child on the tracks. Something like that. I can't do a Bruce Campbell. I need to work on that. But man, here's just really cool person too to meet. And I he says he's gonna cut back on going to cons and stuff, but you know, with this being treated, like, he goes, it does a lot of that stuff and likes to meet his fans and shit. So I'm hoping like he gets better and does that again, because I've never met the man. I would love to. And anyway. Oh, man, yeah, just the way Ash versus Evil Dead starts out. Of course, he starts fucking the woman from the bar. And as he's going to town, she turns into a deadite as he's fucking her. And, of course, he's like, whoa, pulls out and like, hey. She's like, what the hell? You know, I was about to come. And then she's like back to a normal person, like nothing happened. I was like, oh, but I was so close. And then he's like, okay, all right, let's finish. And like, goes back to fucking her. Ashley J. Williams, such a great character. and the way they set it up, you know, of course, the reason the demons are back, the deadites are back, is because he, of course, he kept a hold of the Necronomicon. He didn't go and hide it somewhere. where, you know, you'd think you'd want to bury this thing, like, you know, miles deep, or somehow try to destroy the fucking thing. No, he's got it on him at all times, and just keeps it in his trailer, out and about, like a coffee table book, just Necronomicon, no big deal. Anybody comes over. And for 30 years, nothing really happened. Not a problem. But one night he's partying with a lady. Of course, there's a lady involved, and there's drugs. And she was into poetry, and he's just, well, if you like poetry, you're going to love this. And then they read from the Necronomicon, and you know, Ash is back at fight. El Jefe is back fighting the Deadites. And just goodness. And, of course, Sam Raimi, you know, the original creator of The Evil Dead, director, writer, and, of course, he was involved heavily in the show, and they've got his original car from the Evil Dead movies, which was Sam Raimi's car, is still his car. I don't think he drives it every day, but, you know, he has that car, and I believe, like, all the, like, the early movies he had, like, he had that fucking Delta, and, 70-something, 77? I don't remember what year Delta it is. But that car is so great. And it's the same exact car. I'm pretty sure it's the same exact car. I feel like, I think they used a couple different, like they had a couple of different ones, but I think they have the original car in certain scenes. Because, of course, they do destroy the car and do some shit to it in all the movies. But I'm pretty sure he still got that original car. And, you know, I'm a person that believes in, you know, holding on to shit for a long time, taking care of it. Although cars, the current car I have, I've taken a lot better care than any other car I've owned. In the past, I've not given a fuck about cars. Let them go to shit. But I do a decent job. But, you know, my house now, I was telling everybody tonight that, you know, I keep it nice because, you know, I did so much work on it. My sweat and blood are in those walls. I feel like I have to keep up with it. So, you know, I'm anal. Which is probably why I'll never end up living with anybody else again unless, you know, shit gets bad enough to where, you know, I have to fucking, like, get a roommate to help survive or, you know, I just get this place foreclosed on, whatever the fuck happens. You know, at some point I might. You know, I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, if I have a friend that, you know, needs some help or whatever, and I think that big problem is with that. There's a lot of friends I have that I know that, I couldn't live with them. I just couldn't do it. Just couldn't do it. You know, there's people, you know, I love them to death, but I'm like, I don't want to live really with anybody, really. But, you know, I'll do whatever I have to do to survive. If I know that's what's going to keep, like, a roof above my head, I'll do what I got to do. I'll, you know, as long as it doesn't involve, like, murdering anybody. Like, at that point, I might be like, all right, maybe I'll just get a box or something. I don't know. But, yeah, oh, fuck, the thought of living with somebody is kind of, like, shit. I'm like, ugh. But I do see, you know, this, it's, man, with the prices going up, it's like wondering like, oh fuck, how long am I going to be able to afford this place? It's, which I'm sure pretty much everybody these days is going through the same thing. It's like, how can I afford to live at this point? You know, it's just getting ridiculous, man. So just go rock climbing, do some stuff, keep your mind healthy with play some games. But, you know, still be involved. You got to know what's going on, you know. And I don't know if voting really helps at this point because we do live in a fucking dictatorship, essentially. Oligarchy, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't seem like many people in charge really want to do things that help us. It's, again, but... I at least I was able to talk about rock climbing for a little while. now I did think of what else is on my brain. There is, you know, I'm a little sad too with the Blues. You know, I knew that, you know, trade deadline coming up. I mean, they're 99% not going to make the playoffs. There's still a chance. Mathematically, there's still a chance that they could make the playoffs. But I mean, they'd have to win out, and some other teams are going to have to lose. So, I mean, it's theoretically possible, which, you know, the year they won the Cup, they shouldn't have been in the playoffs. But, you know, Jordan Binnington turned it on. And Braden Schenn, you know, he wasn't the captain then, but he stepped up big, especially in the playoffs. And, I mean, a lot of guys. That whole team, man, fantastic. That's, oof. But yeah, the Blues, they traded Schenner, and he's been the captain since I've been going to like most of these games. Again, I didn't go to a game until like 2008, and then the massive gap in time between games there. You know, I've always paid attention to kind of like how the Blues are doing. You know, watch a game here and there, but it wasn't really until the last couple of years where I've gotten really involved, like watching every game, like this season. With the exception of like one or two games, I've like watched every game. And last year, I watched pretty much every game. There's only like a couple of games that I did not see. And, you know, last year I went to like fucking five or six games. And I'll probably never do that again. I'll probably never be able to afford to do that again. I've been to one so far this year. I know I'm going to at least one more. I'm going to hopefully go to two more. I'm looking at going. They have a game on Friday 13th next week, which is weird. It's Friday 13th. I mean, they could do just a Friday 13th theme. But it's Pride Night. That seems like an odd time to have Pride Night is on Friday the 13th. But I thought it would be great. Before I realized it was Pride Night, I thought it'd be great to go to that game and bring my Jason Voorhees mask. Because that'd be awesome. And yeah, I thought that would be cool. I was like, man, that's probably a good way to get on the Jumbotron. They're like, that'd be so sweet. I've been on the Jumbotron, but it wasn't like John and I made it on the Jumbotron one game. But they were focusing on somebody else. We were just kind of on the side. Like, they weren't focused in on us. I wear that Jason mask, and it's Friday the 13th. I imagine they're going to be like, kick, 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 ma, 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 ma. They're gonna find me on that one. But anyway, as man, my throat is getting sore. I did. Shit, man. Yeah, I thought about doing that. Well, I may or may not make it to the Friday the 13th game. We'll see what happens. Because as of right now, home games on the weekend, there's only really two left. Home games on a Friday or Saturday. And that's Friday the 13th, this next Friday. And, of course, on March 28th is the other weekend game. It's a Saturday. And it's just tough for me to go during the week, although I took the day off. I'm going for Star Wars night. I haven't gotten tickets yet. And just hopefully they still have some Grogu bobbleheads left for that. As hopefully we can get some decent seats. I'm thinking, you know, with it being a weekday game, it's a Thursday night, that it will be easier to do. But we shall see. And unfortunately, I don't have anything. I don't think I have anything with clothing wise that's got any like rainbows or anything on it to wear to like Pride Night. But yeah, I'm hoping to. I may or may not go to Pride Night. We'll see what happens next Friday. I feel like there's a good chance we're going to go to that one. There with John. What have you? Or maybe see if my bro, my Shelly, will want to go on that one to rock some stuff. I'm thinking he's been to a few Pride Nights probably. He's been. They go to a lot. Him and Abina go to a fair amount of games. And they like to go to the theme nights. Yeah, and maybe I can go on the 28th. I know if I go on the 28th, it won't be with John because he's got a daddy-daughter dance. And so probably won't go to that one, again, unless I go with my brother. You know, maybe they'll be going, so we shall see. I'll definitely be going to some games. It is sad, though, to see that Braden Schenn has been traded. I was a little concerned because there was a lot of talk. A lot of talk. About trading Robert Thomas. I mean, there was a lot of rumors to it. And they said they were trading Parayko. And Parayko, which was, they were trying to trade Parayko. Parayko had a no-trade clause in his contract, though, and decided he does not want to leave the Blues. So he is remaining a Blue. So, I mean, there's at least one Stanley Cup champ that's going to stick around for a while longer. We're losing with Braden Schenn. He is, you know, one of the, they had this past season. They picked up Robbie Fabry. He's gone again. He was, you know, on the Blues for the Stanley Cup win. And, yeah, there's very few of them left. I feel like they might lose a few more in the offseason. As I figured they would wait until the offseason to deal Schenn. Because it just seems weird to go without your captain, you know, for the last, like, little over a month of the season. So they said they're not going to do a, you know, announce another captain and then until next year. Which is like, oh, that's got to be tough. At least, you know, in the off season, I feel like, you know, you trade them, like, as soon as the off season starts, you know, what have you. And they got time to, because that's, you know, there's a lot of change that happens in teams. I feel like that'd be easier. It's got to be tough, like in the middle of the season, or near the end of the season still, to just like, oh, fuck, our leader is gone. And Schenn's a great captain, man. Like, he's a guy that goes out there and will just, I hope he does well on the Islanders. Man, he just always willing to throw down. Like, if somebody fucks with any of the other Blues, you know, he's like, he's fucking, he's throwing the gloves, and he's going to get in some shit. And, you know, he produces offensively. Not, you know, like the top scorer or anything, but, I mean, it sucks. I love Braden Schenn. And, yeah, of course, you know, there's, throughout my time watching the Blues, there's been a lot of captains that come and go, but Schenner's, you know, just losing, you know, another player that was on the Cup team, man. I mean, it's just, oh, at this point, let's see there. Jordan Binnington was there, of course. I feel like he's probably getting traded in the offseason. You know, he's like in his mid-30s. And I feel like they're almost in a complete rebuild at this point. Which sucks, you know. I love a lot of those guys, and they did so well at the end of the season last year. You know, I really had a lot of hopes for them this season. I thought they were definitely making the playoffs. You know, I thought maybe they might even be a little bit higher seed. I didn't think they'd like run away with it, but you know, and thought like, I don't know, they were fucking unstoppable for the, you know, like 12 game stretch. Was it 12 win streak? I think they had last season. I mean, the end of the last season was phenomenal. I mean, they were on fire, and then they just had a hangover, I guess, after Winnipeg, man. And that hangover lasted most of the season. They were on a win streak, or they've won the last 4 out of 5, I think it is, since the Olympics. And all the players that were in the Olympics, there was 5 of them at the Olympics. They did really well in the Olympics. You know, they had a solid outing, and. And yeah, but we also lost Justin Falk to a trade. He went to Detroit. So, you know. Falk's had a really great season. I knew Falk, those two were not a surprise. I knew that they were going to move those two, and Falk's been talked about in trades, especially since he had a really good year this season. He's another guy that's like in his mid-30s. And I forgot how exactly old. So, I mean, he's not, he doesn't have too much tread left on those tires. I would imagine, you know, 40 is usually the max for a hockey player. You're not really playing, you know, well, into that. It's a really brutal sport, so you can't expect them to play forever. And then, you know, for guys like that, I mean, knowing that the Blues really aren't competing for a playoff spot at this point, although, I mean, it's still technically possible. to have these older guys, and you know, it is, I guess, nicer for them, but also they have families, small children, to have to move them, get them out of school, and you know, move them to another area. That's got to fucking suck. But you know, they make good money. They make good money. Don't feel too bad. They can deal. And, you know, I'm sure, like, they're probably not moving their family right away. They'll probably, I would imagine, for, like, a trade like that, you know, I don't know, personally know any professional hockey or any professional athletes at that level, like, that high of a level. You know, I've known some athletes, I guess, minor stuff, or not on, you know, massive teams like this where they're going to have to move away. But anyway, on that high of a level, I imagine it's, you know, they could have their family stay like here until at least the end of the season, you know, let them finish out the school year and then, you know, move them after that. I would assume is that like how you do that, especially this late in the season. I mean, you'd only have a month or, you know, a little over a month left in the season, though. I don't know if Detroit's really guaranteed the playoffs, but I think they got a really good shot at it. I'm not exactly sure on, you know, where the standings are as far as Detroit goes. The Islanders, I believe, are a shoo-in at this point for the playoffs. And, you know, hopefully Schenner, you know, has a good time over there. Love me some Braden Schenn. And it'll be sad not to see him there again, but I think one of those games, the weekend games they have left, either Friday the 13th or the 28th, one of those, they're playing the Islanders. It's going to be a little sad. It sucks to see, like, the Cup guys, you know, the Cup team, like, when we play any of those, to see, like, Tarasenko. Now he's been on, what, like, four or five other teams since Beyond the Blues. And seeing Tarasenko or Jaden Schwartz. You know, Petrangelo is retired now, so we don't get to see him play in Vegas. But it's a little sad, you know. Ryan O'Reilly and the Panthers, and he really the last few times played the Blues really lit him up. So that's tough. You know, that's another former captain right there, Ryan O'Reilly, and of course Petrangelo was, you know, the captain during the Cup. I'm still feeling that rock climbing. That is no joke. Oh, but yeah, my throat is getting a little sore as I have that issue when I talk a lot. And I did do a fair amount of talking. I didn't talk a lot, like a real lot tonight. But I did talk for a fair amount before doing this podcast. But last week, I was going to mention last week, I had never, which I need to look this up. When I went over to Muffin Man's, I wanted some kombucha and, energy. Let's see here. I had never had this shit, but it was, this isn't it. And that is not what I wanted. Energy drink. Here we go. I wanted kombucha and they had this Bloom sparkling energy, which I was thinking more of like sparkling water. I figured it probably just had some fucking caffeine in it, you know? It does have some caffeine because I didn't see the, when I bought it, because it said it probiotics. So I was like, I wanted some kombucha. Most gas stations don't really have just like kombucha. No, I didn't want to go to like Schnucks or anything just to get some kombucha. But like, I needed like something other than water. Really wanted kombucha. But again, they have that probiotic soda. Like, I don't know about that. Maybe it's basically kombucha. I'm not sure. But I tried the Bloom Energy. It's a natural energy. I'm like, there's got to be caffeine in it. I didn't see it like on the front, how much the caffeine. Seeing it online now, this makes sense now. There's 180 milligrams of caffeine in there. That's almost a 5-hour energy. 5-hour energy is like 200 milligrams. But I've been used to just doing the 8-ounce Red Bulls now. I've cut down my energy drink consumption to where it's just the 8-ounce Red Bulls. So I'm just I'm not going through the monsters every day to where if I completely cut it out, the caffeine headaches won't be too insanely bad. But holy fucking shit, I drank that and like it tasted like shit. But I had already bought it. And like I wanted, so I finished it. I finished it on the way from driving from here to the Muffin Man's. So over to Union, and you know, like, was it 15-minute drive, whatever it is. It's not terribly long, but holy fuck, I will not drink that again. I'm not used to that much caffeine in one little boost, you know. And I could not shut the fuck up. And like I had the jitters. I haven't had jitters like that bad in a very long time. But again, I take caffeine almost on a daily basis. I don't always take it on Saturdays. I never take it on Sundays usually. But I will. But like Monday through Friday, I'm usually take a small Red Bull like before work. So I get a little... It's hard for me to get up in the morning, and my job is very physical. I need a little kick in the ass to really get moving. So, and, you know, my pay depends on how much I put out. So, I got to be a real whore. I'm going to get as much money as I can. I feel it. It's not that like you know, some people I work with think I'm just an overachiever, and then I'm like, no, I just feel that, like fuck you, you're gonna pay me my money. This is kind of how I feel. Like you motherfuckers are gonna pay me my motherfucking money. anyway, as yeah, I. I'm getting distracted by messages and Call of Duty stuff. Talking about playing Beat Saber. And I'm also getting a notice on Reddit. You know, there's just so much things to be positive about in the world these days. I just keep getting all these updates from the Epstein files. I follow the Reddit subreddit, Epstein subreddit, and it's just not good shit, man. It's just not good shit. It's just not good shit. And, you know, and like, there's so many people that, you know, it's just, do I really want to go on the rabbit hole again? This shit, it's just, it really makes you lose faith in any motherfucker in power. Although I never really did, you know, I've always, you know, I've talked about this a lot recently, but, the absolute power corrupts absolutely, or whatever the saying is. I looked it up a few weeks ago or whatever, but it's bad shit. but I've always not trusted authority, which is funny because I, you know, at work, like I don't miss much work, and you know, I put in the full effort as I can. Some days, you know, it's just harder. But it's weird because I grew up on grunge, Nirvana. I have a lot of fuck you in me. I'm not like like I'm friendly with my boss, I'd say, but like above that, let's be real. I'm not like I don't talk to anybody really above that. Like my boss, I don't talk to the higher ups, and I've always like the people that the higher up you go, the more I'm like. I don't trust you. Like, don't really want to. In that regard, you know, that's in a company, and that's just, you know, in government offices, what have you. The higher up you go, the more I'm like, yeah, I'm not trusting this person. They are probably morally bankrupt. It's just bad. Bad people. Though, you know, honestly, I don't really know the higher-ups that well at work. I just don't talk to them. Like, I don't make any attempt to kiss their ass other than the fact that I show up to work every day. Like, pretty much every day. I've missed a few days. I mean, there's been some days I've called in sick. For the most part, I mean, I have perfect attendance almost every month. But again, it's weird. I don't think of myself as a kiss-ass because I don't go out of my way to like do anything other than like what's required of me. if that makes any sense. But you know, I will like be buddies with my direct, you know, boss. Buddies to an extent. I don't feel like I'm a kiss ass. Like I feel like there's a difference between, you know, being a good worker and being a kiss ass. Like, I don't think I kiss asses. Though I have eaten a few fish tacos. It's been a minute, but I'll go down on a fish taco. I did have a lot of fun tonight, though. I did have some fun. Again, yeah, I would... Oh, shit. I have... Oh, no. My RSS feed isn't working. I'm going to have to figure that out. Oh, man. I have something fucked up on my RSS feed. I can't believe that. As I don't know what got fucked up. I don't... Wow. As I'm doing this, I just looked at the website, and it appears I fucked something up in the code for the RSS feed. I'm trying to look to see what's fucked up, but I'm not seeing what it is. Usually there's... Like on the, when I pull up the code, you know, there's some highlighted shit to let me know what the hell's wrong. That's weird. Fuck, I guess I'm going to have to go, when I upload this tomorrow, I'm going to have to go through a couple of different lines and see, you know, did I accidentally delete a forward slash or something somewhere? Like, I usually, on this code, I'm not like typing everything out. I'm just like copy and pasting and then I remove certain stuff. Like, I'm not really thinking that much about it, but I clearly must have fucked something up because the RSS feed's not working. So that's fun, as people aren't able to listen to this properly because I fucked something up. But it's weird. It usually will show what the, like, an issue, like on the Notepad Plus that I use to use all that shit to upload my RSS feed and the HTML or XML file, rather, XML file that I upload. And I don't know what the fucking problem is. That's confusing. I didn't know why that feed isn't showing up. Why won't it tell me what the code is, or like an error? Tell me what the error is, you fuckers. Wow. Well, I apologize for that, for the who's listening. I refresh the page and stuff after I post the podcast, after I load it, and every once in a while I will fuck up. And I'll fuck something up in the code. And it usually probably takes me a week to realize that I fucked it up. So this isn't the first time this has happened. But, like, God damn it, I just realized it. And, like, fuck, I don't see anywhere. Yeah, that's killing me. That's really killing me. I don't usually notice it while I'm recording a podcast that I fucked up. I'm usually noticing it, you know, as I'm about to, like, upload the next one and realize, oh, hey. Something's fucked up with this code. And, yeah, man, I don't know what the fuck happened there. What the hell? I have no fucking clue, because it's not showing me any errors on the file itself. That's fucking killing me a little bit here. This is upsetting. I'm looking to see if there's, like, some other way to run to see if there's any fucking error. Like, just show me where the fucking error is. There's a lot of lines of code in here, man. Obviously, it was in probably the last episode that I posted, so maybe if I just delete what I had there. And usually, you know, just unintentionally deleted something I shouldn't have deleted, and that there's a missing, like, bracket somewhere. There's a... Like, I got rid of a forward slash or something to that effect, and it's not working properly. But again, yeah, I'm looking at it, and nothing's jumping out at me as wrong. That's concerning. As I guess I'll figure that out tomorrow when I fucking upload this shit. As now I'm, you know, wrapping it up, getting close to being finished here. My throat is fucking killing me. I wish I still had some cough drops. I need something in my throat, yo. More than just some water. It is getting rough. Is it getting a little rough? And I think at the end of the day, though, the moral of this story is, you know, hey, why not go to a rock climbing wall and just give it a go? But if you're anything like me, it might be a little difficult to cut off your brain when you get to the top to be able to go like, you know what, it is safe. It is safe. This thing is safe. You can drop back down. Again, it was very weird because I wasn't like shaking. I wasn't trembling. I wasn't like nervous. Well, I mean, it was a little, I mean, I guess it was a little nervous and like getting to the top and stuff, but it wasn't like, oh, I'm scared of doing this. It was like, really like, oh man, I just didn't trust it. I just, and I knew, I watched all kinds of people do it and, you know, I could tell this thing was working, but at the end of the day, to just trust myself into this little device was like, I don't know. Maybe I'd feel better if I took the course and had a second person down below and holding my rope, yanking my rope. Maybe I'd feel a little bit better. I don't know. That thing, it just felt real weird, man. It felt real weird. I mean, I did drop down, though. You know, I was able to do it about maybe 6-7 feet up in the air. I was able to drop when I was that low. I don't even know if it's that. I have no idea how high up I really was when I was getting to, but it was, I slowly was like, at first it was just a couple feet, like 2-3 feet off the ground, like, okay, drop. And then I would just climb back up a few times. It was hard to climb back up right after I just climbed up, though, to drop back down. But I was able to, you know, climb up, like, okay, let's go a little bit higher, let's drop off. And but then there's at a certain point where it's just like, man, I don't know, this is just fucking. And I think too, also, when I was dropping down, even when it was lower, I wasn't doing a very good job of it. I wasn't doing it properly, and there was a little bit of nerves, but it was just really like my brain just couldn't wrap my head around, like, no, this thing is fine. This is what you're supposed to do. And I would tell myself, like, this is, it's weird. So, yeah, like, I would tell my brain, like, no, we're totally fine. And I would be calm and just couldn't fucking do it, man. But I guess I didn't have any hair on my balls today. It's weird, though, you know, and I've done the dragon swing thing at Six Flags, which I'm going to have to look that up now to see how far that is. Let's see here. Dragon swing, Six Flags, dragon's wing. There's swing, dragon's wing. I guess it's wing, but it's also swing. It's like PetSmart. Is it PetSmart or is it PetSmart? This is Dragon's Wing. Anyway, I did that before with Trebejo. And maybe it was easier because I let him pull the cord and he couldn't see for shit because he didn't have his glasses on. Well, that is not... Let's see here. This is not the right one. This is not... I want to see the one... Eureka. Let's see here. Let's see here. This is talking about a different... I don't know if they have apparently Dragon's Wing at a couple of different ones. Maybe they don't have it in the Eureka one anymore. Well, that's a sad... this is... This one says Britannia. Where the fuck is Britannia? That's not the one. That is not... Okay, that is the Six Flags. They're saying that part of the park. It's not there anymore. That's sad. That sucks. It was removed in 2023. Sad. It was opened in 96 and... give me some... it won't tell me like how... how fucking tall it was. It was pretty fucking high up. It just tell me like how. I mean, it went up high. Oh, here we go. Here the height. It you can ride with up to like 3 people, Dragon's Wing, and 152 feet up in the air, you know. And I was nervous of dropping more than 6 or 7 feet off the ground today. I did that. They drop you from 152 feet up in the air. You go up to like 60 miles per hour when you drop. And man, it was intense. I loved the shit out of it. I only did it once. I think we got it, did it on, it was, did cost a lot to ride it. Like you had to pay not only to get into the park, but you had to pay to do it if I remember correctly. And I think it was pretty pricey, but I think we got like half off because it was at the end of the season. I want to say we went during Fright Fest, which I think they're like open all year now, I think, which seems crazy. Why would you go to the theme park in the fucking winter? Maybe I'm wrong on that. Maybe they only did that for a while too, but anyway, yeah, I did that and I, you know, maybe it's just that I'm getting older. I don't know. And that I just haven't done anything that crazy in a long time. Maybe if I was a little bit younger, I would just fucking do it. Because, again, I did the Dragon's Wing 156 feet up in the air. And, I mean, I was nervous. I remember being nervous, but, again, maybe because I wasn't the one pulling 152 feet. My bad. And oh shit, man, that shit was, it was exciting. It was exciting. I remember enjoying the feeling of free fall. But tonight, I don't know, man. Again, I feel like it would just be, my arm strength isn't there. If I did it more often and I felt more comfortable just with that, and if maybe if I took the course and just, because, yeah, I was able to jump off just like I had to get pretty low to the ground before I'd be like, okay. And then my bad form and I came crashing into the pads. I was like fucking flying like when I a couple of times like then I fell into the mat and that made me nervous when I did fall on the mat like back first. Because when you get to the lower, the ones that are downstairs in a really high up climb, the mat doesn't go out as far. That made me a little bit more nervous. Cause I'm like, fuck, man. That if I go flying out, I don't want to hit the fucking concrete. That's no good. Again, the device there will, you know, slow you down. The belay will slow you down. But yeah, I was a little nervous. A little nervous. I'd be down for doing it again though. And as always. That is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.